It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, August 2nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The Edward Snowden affair has shined a spotlight on the relationship between Silicon Valley and the federal government. For decades, that relationship has been beneficial to both parties, leading to innovation in both the public and private sectors. But these days, things are getting pretty complicated. Marketplace's Quina Kim reports.
Silicon Valley was born out of crisis. Steve Adams is a business historian at Salisbury University.
In Silicon Valley, a geopolitical crisis has always represented opportunity.
Until 2 days ago, that sound had never been heard on this earth. The radio signal transmitted by the Soviet Sputnik.
That was 1957, near the height of the Cold War. In a few decades, the satellite would have its moment as the ultimate spying machine. But to get there, the military needed microchips, which meant big business, and it put Silicon Valley on the map. Since then, the Valley has found a consumer market, which has given rise to companies like Apple, Google, and Facebook. Steve Blank is a tech entrepreneur in the Valley.
It's always been two Silicon Valleys, weapon system suppliers and the commercial companies in Silicon Valley.
But Blank says the relationship has become more complicated, especially on the business side since 9/11. After the attacks, the CIA realized that collecting data wasn't enough. It needed to know how to connect the dots. So it poured millions into startups all over the Valley. One of the companies that benefited is Palantir, which makes software that analyzes data.
Palantir solves the 9/11 problem.
Ashley Vance wrote about the company for Bloomberg Businessweek magazine.
It basically makes it possible to be able to search and correlate information across all these databases.
And he said it could be that that technology is being used to connect the dots on us, or the data that the National Security Agency is collecting from Google, Facebook, Apple, and other tech giants.
For the long run of Silicon Valley, this is business-wise very, very dangerous development.
Martin Kenny is a professor at UC Davis. He says the reality or even the perception that the Valley is helping the government spy on people is bad for big business. He points to China, which has resisted doing significant business with U.S. telecom and tech companies over suspicions that it's being spied on.
The Snowden revelations actually show that the Chinese were right.
And a recent study by the Cloud Security Alliance, an industry group, found that nearly half the companies surveyed after the Snowden revelations said that they were less likely to use an American data storage company. I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.
We've seen a few delays in a shareholder vote on Michael Dell's bid to take his namesake personal computer company private again. Well, activist investor Carl Icahn is getting sick of waiting. Icahn has now sued Dell and its board to force a vote by today. Icahn wants that vote to fail. Before I go, I want you to identify this type of cannon. Give up? It's a grain puffing cannon for making cereal. The giant early 20th century piece of tech uses rice, water, heat, and a pressure reading of 180 PSI to blow the top right off breakfast. And if that doesn't wake you up, you should probably just stay in bed. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.